welcome to the New Author Podcast with your hosts, Jerry Evanoff and Lindsay Evanoff. The Super Siblings will take you through their days as they write, publish, and market their books. They'll talk about their successes, their mistakes, and everything in between. And occasionally, they'll veer off into tangents that will most likely be discussion of which episode of The Office is their favorite. Seriously, they talk about The Office a lot. So sit back, relax, and prepare to be educated and entertained, but mostly entertained.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the New Author Podcast. Today is December 13th, 2020. This is episode 107. I am one of the co-hosts of this podcast, Jerry Evanoff. And with me, as always, is my prolific writing sister, Lindsay. Lindsay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to figure out why I'm on today's podcast.
Why?
Because I didn't do any writing. This is a podcast about writing, and I got nothing.
All right. Well, I mean, like I told you beforehand, I got my drink ready, so I'll do a whole bunch of talking and I'll let you talk for 30 seconds while I re-lubricate my mouth, and then we'll go from there. So
welcome to the Jerry Evanoff Show.
Oh, this is like OG. This is like it was back in the day before you started writing. So
yeah,
I don't remember.
I have like generic stuff just to throw in, but
yeah, just filler.
Just filler. Yeah.
Try to belong. I used to work with a guy who used to. Somebody would introduce this new thing from corporate, and it would be kind of. We would all be like, "Why are we doing this? This is dumb." And he would always say, "You know, it's just them trying to justify their job." And I'm thinking that you're just going to throw some things in just to justify that you're a writer.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So
I have a book out.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, there you go. Well, you're a writer then. All right. So for me, book three is, and I'm not bragging and I'm not rubbing this number in your face, but book three is up 6,150 words.
Jeez.
And I didn't even write all the times I wanted to write. Like I didn't do anything yesterday. So I'm at 32,792. This is the third book in the 7 book probably series, and I didn't expect it to be a long one, but it's looking like it's going to be a big one. So in terms of MailerLite, I'm actually surprised at this number. I wasn't paying attention to the emails as they come in daily. You know, do you have that? Do you have a daily activity email where if nothing happens, you don't get an email, but if anything happens, you get something?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay. I have that.
I'm so overwhelmed, I think, with emails, you know, with all the programs, and then, you know, like Plotter was doing this week-long thing, and Vellum had a thing out. And so it's like all the programs that I use, they keep having these things with all this educational stuff that sounds fantastic. I just don't have the time to keep up with all of it.
Yeah. I went through my emails yesterday. I hadn't gone through my emails in about 6 weeks. Remember I told you back in November, I sent an email out early on, and it was probably the one that I got the most responses to, where I asked everybody, what's the fourth book on your Kindle carousel right now? I thought that would be an interesting thing. People want to go see, they'd want to reply. I got the most replies I ever got to an email, and I didn't respond back to anybody until yesterday. And that was after I had sent another email last week. I finally responded and I felt bad, but I wanted to respond. So, And I had the same thing where I had like, Bookbrush had sent like 2 or 3 different classes that they're doing.
Yeah.
And Janice Hardy, who I like her newsletter, she sent something that she does. And I just finally just moved everything out of my inbox. The way I treat my inbox for writing is the same way I treat my inbox for work, where I leave it in my inbox if it's like my to-do list. And the minute I'm done with it, I get it out of there.
Yeah.
So my inbox never has more than 3 or 4 things in it at one point. And yesterday I had about 30 emails I had to go through, and it was, I replied to everybody.
See, I need to do that, because my inbox is set up where I have folders on the left-hand side for everybody who sends me something. I have a folder. And so when I get it, I just move it into their folder. So I probably have about 600 emails in these, you know, dozen folders or however many, and I haven't done anything with any of them. So
yeah, I leave it in my inbox, because I almost feel like when I open my email, my Outlook, it's like taunting me if there's a lot of stuff in there. It almost forces me. It's like it guilts me into going in and actually respond, because I want to get them out of that inbox.
So it's not an inbox, it's a guilt list.
Right, exactly. And that's what I did yesterday. So my MailerLite, though, like I said, it's down 16 from I forget, 892 down to 876, which it has to do with the fact that I sent an email last week. And I remember one of the days I opened it up and I had 15 unsubscribers in one day, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I like that. So that's pretty happy. So that's all I have. Again, no golf, no bowling, no weight loss stuff for right now. So I don't have any other numbers.
Okay. Well, my book 2 word count is still at 16,840, and I have 0 new words. Did I mention on the podcast last week that I changed the name of my second book?
Yes, but I don't think you gave out. Oh yeah, you did. You did talk about it because there was another book that has the same name, Fire and Ice, right? Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to just add that to the little news section, but then I thought, I think I already talked about that. So I don't even have that.
Oh, I should have said no, so you could talk about it.
I have 659 active subscribers, no new subscribers, no unsubscribers. My next newsletter goes out on December 29th. So I'm expecting some unsubscribes then. Amazon ads are just not, I know this is, you know, par for the course, and Brian was very clear about this. I have 82 ads running, 104,900 impressions and 87 clicks. That's only 7 new clicks from last week. All of the ads that I've been doing the last few weeks are author names. So like when I first started these ads, I was doing book titles. And when I finished all the book titles, I started doing author names. And they're just definitely not producing like the titles did. I'm not getting nearly as many clicks on the author names. Also, I need to figure out how to use Publisher Rocket to get keywords. When I signed up for it, they sent an email that had like, I don't know, 6 or 8 videos on how to use it. And I just haven't had the time to watch the videos. So I'm kind of thinking when you get here in what, like a week and a half or something like that, we'll just do a tutorial and then I won't have to watch the videos because it just takes up too much time. But I think I need to do some keyword ads and let go of the author names because it's just not working. So Brian said the average is 1 click per 1,000. So I'm 17 clicks behind the curve. And that's by far the largest spread since I started these Amazon ads. I have 3 sales. Brian says 1 sale per 10,000 impressions. So I should have 10 sales. And I've spent $18.62, which isn't a lot of money. And that's fine. I just want to make more money. That's the whole point of ads. So I'm kind of in a slump there. And I'm going to try to wait it out and not give up on it. As far as my news goes, December marketing, I extended the ads for another week. Hopefully I'll reach 100 clicks this week. We'll see. Book 2, just still 6 chapters finished. There was nothing on my calendar this week, but my time was just filled. Like I feel like every minute was filled this week and I have no idea what I did. I am still making sales and getting some page reads, but really nothing to write home about. I think I sold maybe 6 books, 6 paperbacks this week. No eBooks, but I do have quite a few page reads. If you do the math, it could be like 4 people read the entire book or, you know, 12 people read a little bit of the book. I really don't know. That's all my news. It's just a slow week.
I'm wondering about the ads, you know, I think I asked you this last week, how do these people make money? And you had mentioned that even people with a few books out there, like you have 1 and I have 3, but I say 2, but I have 3 if you count the novella, which is up there for sale, even though it shouldn't be. I'm wondering if does somebody come to the page, click on the author and say, oh, they only have 2 books or 1, like 1 book, you know, why would I buy this? If it's just 1 book, I don't know the answer to that. I know one thing you ought to do. This is something I did. I forgot to mention this a couple of weeks ago. I actually went in and changed my blurb. I changed the, I changed the hook, the first sentence. And then I changed a couple of the words and the rest of it. And just to see if it would make a difference. It really didn't make a difference. It didn't make it any worse. It didn't make it any better. You might go in and maybe try to change your hook one day and just see what happens.
Yeah.
And just see if it goes up or down. It's hard to tell if it's based on that. But you have a pretty big baseline right now in terms of, you could probably use like the last, you know, month or two of Amazon ads. You could shut the Amazon ads off and see what happens after that. I mean, there's things you can do to try to figure out how to make it better. Making little changes here and there. So
yeah, have to tweak it a bit.
In terms of what do we start with, news, right? Yeah. In terms of my news, I set up the December marketing. I'm ready to go. I have a book funnel sales promo going and I have a book funnel time travel newsletter Builder promo going, and they're both going pretty, I think they're going pretty well. The time travel one, I always get a lot of shares. I'm at 105 shares and it just started. Well, I guess it started December 1st. I'll do another newsletter where I mention it again. So that'll go up some more, but I have 114 claims out of 206 clicks. So I'm over 50% there. And I always like to see that number over 50%. In terms of the sales one, my average is always in the 30s in terms of bringing in clicks. I think my last one got 43, which was good. I'm at 27 right now and I have 12 clicks on the two books that I have in there. So, you know, that's about, it's just a hair below my average. I think if I do do another newsletter, I'll be able to pull that up a little bit. I crowded my last newsletter with a lot of clicks. So I'll do, I was thinking, again, I think I mentioned last week, I was thinking about doing one a week. Last Sunday, I wanted to get all four of them set up. And then I did the first and I went, holy cow, did that take a long time. So today, you know, I don't know if I want to send another one today. I'll get into that in a minute, but I don't know if I want to send another one today or not. If I do, I'll have to quickly do it after we're done, which I potentially could do. It's not hard. It just takes a little bit of time. I have to find a good picture of Max because I always have to put a picture of my dog in there. And I'm starting to run out of really good pictures, although I took one earlier this week that I really like. So I might include that one. Story origin. So that one started November 1st, the sales one. And it goes until December 15th. And then after December 15th, which is 2 days from now, I have to figure out what I want to do next with Story Origin. I'm not sure yet what I want to do with it. I'm looking for another sales promo to get in, but it's got to be a specific kind and I haven't been able to find it yet. So, so in terms of Amazon ads for me, I'm right with you on that. I am, what'd you say? One per 1,000 is clicks, right? I'm at one every 1500. So I have 39 clicks out of 60,000 impressions. One sale every 100? No, one sale every how often was it? One sale every 100 click? No.
One sale every 10,000.
One sale every 10,000. So I have, that means I should have six sales. I actually got some more page reads. It's funny. I got page reads on an ad that has no clicks. I remember this happened to me earlier this year. So I got 257 page reads on an ad that has 571 impressions and zero clicks. I'm sure that'll change as their numbers update, but you know, I'll take page reads and sales on no clicks all day.
Yeah, heck yeah.
So that would give me most likely a total of four sales because my page reads are on all different ads. I have three different ads where I have page reads. I mean, obviously, you know, 257 all came at once. So my guess is that's one sale. The 578 all came at once. That's probably one sale. And the other one only has nine. The person never went back and finished it unless the ads are all screwy. They never went back and finished it, which is a little, nine pages. You need to read more than that. Come on, people.
I have a couple of days like that. And I was just thinking about that before we start, when I was working on the outline, I was like, why would they only read, like, let me see what my lowest one was. I'm just going to totally interrupt you because I don't have a lot to say anyway. So,
well, I can say nine pages for me is like the first couple pages of chapter one. And that's like my Raiders of the Lost Ark moment where I start off with action right off the bat. It's like, why would you, okay, if you read through chapter one and then want to quit, I get it. But why stop just as the gunfight starts or just as the fight starts? It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I have, let's see here, December 2nd, 38 pages, December 4th, 25 pages, December 9th, 25 pages, December 10th, 9 pages.
And these are all different ads?
No, this is just in the KDP dashboard.
Oh, okay.
In the ads, my page reads, I think somebody read the entire book, but my page reads haven't changed in weeks. I think it was, let me see here. Oops, wrong button.
I have days like that too, where I'll have 100 pages. There was a 4 day stretch where I went 30, 45, 9, 51. And it's like, is that the same person reading a little bit at a time?
How do you see which days they read it?
You don't. I just know that 2 days ago, I didn't have any page reads on this ad. And when I woke up the next morning, I had 258. I assumed it was one person.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So according to this, on November 1st, I had 446 page reads. And on December 1st, 444. So I have 890 total page reads. So I think two people read the whole book.
Right. Yeah. So I can pretty much guess that I have four sales out of 60,000 impressions. So I'm behind two, according to what you said Brian had said. So I'm behind with you, and I will continue to ask this question until I see different. How do people make ads on Amazon? I don't get it. I know people do. I almost wonder if, so the one thing that I noticed back in June when I was running ads, I remember I was at Anna's house. We were mm-hmm. making taco salad and I had opened my laptop after creating ads earlier in the day and realized, oh, I forgot to change the default ad amount. And now I'm getting clicks on these ads that are 75 cents and higher. But then when I changed them down to like 30 cents, 20 cents, I stopped getting clicks. So I still think somehow the amount per click that you get is tied to the amount of clicks that you get. And I don't know how it is. Maybe the more you pay, the higher up in the search engine you are. Maybe the more you pay Amazon. This is what I think it is. And this is kind of Jerry being a cynic. I think that Amazon knows who's more likely to buy and they show those impressions to the people that are more likely to click and more likely to buy if they cost more money. Mm. That's what I think it is. I could be wrong, but that's kind of what I think is going on. So
I think that's pretty cynical.
Well, that's right who I am.
Because I think that the higher the bid, the more they're going to show it, the more Amazon will show it. And you may get more clicks, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get more purchases. So you would be kind of wasting your money. Yeah, you'll get more clicks, but you're not going to get any more purchases.
Right. But from there, it's on you to decide how to get people to actually buy it mm-hmm. by your cover and your blurb and all that stuff that they say. But I think that Amazon knows, they know your purchase history. They know who buys books and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a possibility, again, cynical Jerry, I think there's a possibility that they're going to say, well, I know this 75 cent click, if I show it to this person, they're more likely to buy it than this other person. Amazon wants to make money. So they're going to show it to people more likely to buy it because then they make money on your book. So I don't know. I just think, I always think, go back to one of my favorite movies of all time, All the President's Men. You follow the money and you find the answer. So
yeah,
I'm thinking about this Nora Roberts ad. I know we killed ours on 12:30, right? We killed. Is mine still
11:30,
running?
11:30, yeah.
I think mine's still running, actually. Now that I look, it looks like the end date. There it is. I have it set to stop January 2nd. That's weird.
I wonder if when you click the all button and changed.
You're right.
It probably changed with it.
That's what it was. So anyway, the first Nora Roberts one I started, it started October 30th, 2020. It's set to end January 2nd, like all the other ones. It has 14,705 impressions. It's by far the next one that I have in terms of impressions is a sci-fi author's one that has 6,700 impressions. So it almost doubles the next one. It has 7 clicks. That's fantastic. It's 1 per 2,000, which stinks. I've spent $1.37 on that ad. It's 20 cents per click. No sales, no page reads. It's like people are seeing it and they're not buying it. That's not my audience. I may not wait until I get 100 clicks to I might just shut this one down. I haven't decided yet. It's not like it's costing me hundreds of dollars. It's $1.37 in a month and a half. So that's not a horrible thing. But I just don't like that I'm not seeing results. Mm-hmm. The one that has 6,000 impressions, well, it doesn't have any results either. I mean, the three that have sales, 3,400 impressions, and that's probably fourth or fifth high, maybe third high. 1,300 impressions, one click on it and one sale, which is nice. And then obviously the one with 571 impressions that has no clicks that I just recently got. So I'm still trying to figure out how to analyze those. I've watched a lot of Mark Dawson's course, but I feel like I haven't watched all of it. I probably need to go back and just keep almost listen to it like a podcast and just kind of try to soak in some information.
So yeah.
That's how my Amazon ads are going. Facebook ads are kind of fun right now. I'm messing with the audience. Remember last week, I had an ad that had a lot more women click than men. So I changed around the keywords big time and I ran it again. I ran a new one for 3 days this week from the 8th through the 12th. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So overall on that one, I had 1700, almost 1800 total impressions and 2/3 of them came from men. So I changed it around and I changed it too much because I added keywords like hot tub time machine. There's a movie called Primer. It's a terrible time travel movie that people seem to like. Looper is another time travel movie. Did I add Back to the Future in? Yeah, I added Back to the Future in. I feel like what I did was I went to Google and I just typed, you know, top time travel movies for men and then picked a bunch of the ones that it had in there. that I thought men liked. I took out Isaac Asimov. I don't know why I just did. And then I completely flipped it around to where men were more likely to click. And they did, based on the results. It happened. I mean, I had a higher, twice as much in terms of the reach and the impressions, twice as many clicks. And if you look at the percentages were way down from the ad that went for the previous Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Unless I did the math wrong here, the percentages were way down. And this was one of those ads that had the fire that I've been doing for a long time. So the one from the previous weekend, it had this new ad that I created that had a blue background. It's my character's sitting, you can see him from the back, clouds are rolling in. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women clicked on that one. And then the fire one came and more men clicked on it, but the percentage of overall clicks was way down. I mean, it was almost half as much compared to it. So I created a new ad that started Friday and it runs right now. It's running until the 22nd, but I'm probably going to cut it off tomorrow and do another one after I compare the numbers. I created this big fancy Excel spreadsheet. You'd be so proud of me. And so what I did is I have the same keywords that got all the clicks for men. And did I change anything? I don't think I changed any of the keywords. No, I have the same keywords that got all the clicks for men, but I changed the background, the image to this blue image just to see what that would do. And I can go in right now and look at it. And I looked at it this morning. Oh, I have it open. Okay. So what that did was it gave me, I don't know about the overall comparison yet, but in terms of men versus women, it's actually really similar. Let's see, I have almost 600 impressions to men, 400 to women. So the men are getting more, not quite as much as before, but the women click rate is so much higher. They both have about the same amount of clicks, but the mm-hmm. women are 200 less impressions. So I'm thinking women must like that blue image. I don't know why they must like that blue image. I'm going to put the numbers down again later this week and compare and see if I can come up with. What I'm trying to do is find a good ad for when my Kindle Daily Countdown deal goes, which is the 23rd. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to build towards that over the next couple of weeks. Next week and a half, I guess. And then try to come up with a really good ad to try to get as many impressions as the men get, but as many click percentage that the women get, try to build those to mix those two together. So let's see, that is how Facebook's going, and it's actually going pretty well. I mean, my page reads and my sales are decent this week compared to previous weeks. I keep waiting for it to fall off, but I think the Facebook ads actually do keep things going pretty steady for me. I just wish I could scale it up and make it more, because I'm definitely not making money right now. I'm definitely losing money, but I'm okay mm-hmm. losing money because I'm experimenting and learning. Like I said back a couple weeks ago, I will stop at some point. I might just kind of look at things January 1st and decide if I want to keep going. We'll see how that goes. So in terms of my week last week, so I did get up every morning at 5 a.m., except for one of them, and I'll get to that in a second. And it really works out well for me. It's almost kind of like it replaced my weekly lunches, my daily lunches when I was working, and I would go to the restaurant and I'd have like all this action around me, but nothing was actually happening to me. So it was peaceful. It was easy to write. It's the same thing. There's nothing on TV. I'm not getting emails or texts from anyone. I'm not dealing with work. It's still dark out. So my dog is asleep and I put Christmas music on low, traditional stuff. And just, I write and I do really well. Monday I did almost 2,000 words total between the morning and lunch. Tuesday, so I went to bed late Monday, and Tuesday I woke up at like 4 a.m. and thought, I don't want to get up at 5. So I reset my alarm for 6:30, and then at 5:45 I woke up. I felt guilty, so I got up anyway, and I did about 800 in the morning and then another 600 in the afternoon at lunch. And that would have been, how many chapters would that have been? That would have been almost 4 chapters done in those 2 days. Wow. Wednesday I got up, I finished off the chapter from before that needed finished. And then I had to work out one of the characters, you know, the next part of his arc. So I worked that out a little bit, and I wrote almost 1200 in the morning, which is nice. And I kind of, you know, as I worked out that arc, I kind of realized this is, I can't wait till this book is done. This is a hard one to write, harder than the previous two. You know, book one was hard because I'd never written before, but I already mm-hmm. had the story in my head. Just, you know, you've said this before. Mm-hmm. Book two was, I wrote the first draft in 2017 and then realized after editing for 2 months that it was terrible and I had to completely redo the plot. This one, I completely redid the plot before I started, which was good. But the issue with this one is I'm now writing book four. It overlaps with not only book one and book two, but also the novella. Mm-hmm. So this book has to make sure that there's a ton of stuff that stays consistent with three other books. Book four is its own. It starts at a starting point and doesn't overlap with anything else. I can take all these characters. So it reminds me, you know, everything that I write always reminds me of the I Am Number Four series, which is my favorite series. The first real series I read, where there's all these different characters and they have all these books, you know, book one, book two, book three, they have the novellas in between. And as those books went along, they slowly got all these characters, they introduced them and then got them together. And by the time you got to like the fifth book, all these characters were together. And I kind of lost interest a little bit in it. I read it because I wanted to see how it ended. But my favorite part of this thing was all these characters like meeting each other for the first time, or, you know, overlapping with some story that some other character had. I really liked all of that. So I want to make sure as I write mine that I don't rush my characters together. You know, book four, all of a sudden, all these characters are going to be together. Well, I don't want that because I still have a bunch of books after that to write. So I've kind of worked out a little bit to where one of my characters is going to, one of my main characters in this book that I'm writing now, book three, he's going to end, his story will end in book three, and then he will not come back until book seven. He will not be with them. He might get a mention in books five and six, but he will not be with them. Book seven is the one where I want everybody to come together. So as I plot, I have to keep that in mind too. I think I said it a long time ago where I said, wow, never had written anything before. So why not make your first book a time travel series that runs concurrent with all these different characters and all these different timelines? Just smart. So that was Wednesday. Thursday, up again at 5 a.m. Did about 900 words in the morning. I didn't do anything at lunch. And then in the evening, I worked out my Facebook ads for the rest of the month. I'll get to that in a minute. Friday, I was, up early again at 5 a.m. And then I got to the point where my main character, my main character in this book, you know, I had to plot out her scenes. So I sat and went through the novella. I mixed in some stuff from book one and two that I remembered in my head. And I created about 20 bullet points of things that need to happen to her throughout the next, basically the next section of the book. Potentially all the way to the final climax, where at the climax will end where book one, the climax will begin where book one ended for her in book one. And then my characters from book one will come back and be with her. So I'll get three of them together instead of all of them. And I'll head into book four, you know, kind of like that. So, once I got that worked out, those bullet points worked out, I did write and I got about 900 words. Like I said, nothing at lunch. I'm sorry, five. What did I get? Oh, I got, yeah, I almost got 900 words done Friday morning. Again, nothing at lunch. They showed up to start working on my building Friday morning, which is awesome. He told me I'll be back tomorrow morning if I don't get it finished today. And if I don't get it finished tomorrow, I'll be back Sunday morning. And I'm very happy about that. They made a lot of progress Friday morning. Saturday, they came back. And worked on it all day, probably left around 3:30, 4 o'clock. I did not do anything writing related on Saturday. I kind of took the day off, even though I didn't plan to. I just didn't do anything. In the morning, I ran a bunch of errands. In the afternoon, I came home and I was watching some YouTube videos because of my addiction. And I just didn't do any writing, which is fine. They left around 4 o'clock. And all that's really left now is putting kind of a covering over the roof so that it's weatherproof. He put some plastic over it because it was supposed to rain overnight, which it did. So I'm hoping that he comes back today. It's supposed to stop raining. It's only like sprinkling and misting, but they probably can't do anything to the roof until it's dry. Until it's, it can't even be misting because you can't weatherproof something that's already wet. So hopefully they come back sometime today, sometime this morning to finish it. And if they do, then I am going to go out there today during football because the Browns don't play today. They play tomorrow night. And I'll probably listen to football while I, you know, start getting the inside of it ready to be a golf simulator, which means I'm going to put stuff on the walls. I got to get my artificial turf in there. Basically just get it set up to how it was when I had the net. And I'm very excited about this. Yesterday, I also got an email. I didn't talk about this last week either. I also got an email yesterday from somebody who, when I went in and did my story origin schedule for my emails, I created a schedule that I'm gonna send an email on the 27th. And really I'm doing that because I want to advertise my Kindle Daily Countdown, which ran from the 24th to the 31st. Well, I got somebody who said, hey, I want to be your exchange partner or whatever. And I was like, cool. And I looked at their email list, you know, 2000, five or six books out, you know, seemed like a good author. And after I hit approve, I realized that the email they're sending out is on the 15th, which is Tuesday. Mm. And I was like, well, that stinks. I wanted to go out during my sale, but I accepted it. I'm not going to go back and tell them no. Well, this person emailed me. She emailed me later in the day on Friday and said, hey, you know, what do you want me to say? Do you have a certain thing you want me to say? Here's what I'd like you to say. I have a sale running on that same week that mine is running where it's mm-hmm. free. Can you mention that? I'm like, yeah, I'll mention whatever you want. I go, to be honest, I have a sale running. I don't know if it's a good idea for you to mention the sale that's starting on the 24th in your email that goes out the 15th, because people are going to forget about it. I'll lose a bunch of clicks. Probably not a good idea. And she wrote back and she said, well, I'm sending an email on the 23rd. I can put it in there instead.
That would make more sense.
Perfect. So I went in and changed my daily countdown dates from the 24th to the 31st to the 23rd to the 30th. So now on the day that her email goes out, she'll mention my 99-cent sale. And when people click on it, it'll be 99 cents, which is, mm-hmm. that's perfect. I'm very happy about that. And it works out with the email promos I've set up, because I don't have anything set up for the 31st. Everything that I've set up so far goes from the 25th to the 29th or 25th to the 28th. So it works out really well. Very, very happy with that. I somehow skipped over a bunch of stuff in the news. So I'm going to go back to that. I don't know how I
skipped over stuff in the news.
Yeah. I think I just scrolled. Yeah. Hold on. So let me just talk about today. Hopefully, like I said, they come back and handle the building. And, there's not much going on. The Browns don't play. My fantasy football season was garbage. I have very few teams playing today because the playoffs start today in fantasy football. So I probably won't be paying as much attention to football as I normally do. So I'll probably work on some ad stuff. And the other thing that I want to do, the thing that I really skipped over that I want to talk about, was the email promos. So if you remember, I've done three other Kindle Daily Countdowns where I've gotten like, I've gotten a hold of like 8 to 10 of these email promo sites and sent out emails. Well, the first two I applied to e-reader news daily, and they canceled me every time. They shut me down. They denied me every time. And I thought, why are they denying me? I'm like, who do they think they are? You know, which is silly, but they actually have over 200,000 people on their mailing list, which is why they're like BookBub, except at a lower scale, because BookBub has over 1 million. Well, I didn't apply the third time because I was bitter, but this time I did apply and they accepted me this time. So it was $40. And like I said, over 200,000. So if I look at my email promo schedule now for this Kindle Daily Countdown that's going to happen on the 23rd and go until the 30th. I have manybooks.net. No, that's wrong. I have, scroll down. Here we go. I have I have my two, you know, two of the good ones now. Bargain Booksy is my favorite one. And this e-reader news daily is, you know, the 200,000 exclusive. So I got to think they do pretty well. Those are both on Christmas Day. So that's 293 emails on Christmas Day. And they were $40 a piece, so they were $80. So hopefully I can make some money back from that. Digitalbooktoday.com is the only one I have going out on the 26th. They only have 26,000 emails in their list. So I'm hoping, I think this week at some point, I'm going to look for one more to send out on the 26th to try to even that out. I have manybooks.net, just Kindle Books, and BookSlice all on the 27th. That's about 226,000 emails. And on the 28th, I have BookSends, eReader IQ, and BookRunes, which is 175,000. So I have 3 days of over 100,000 in that one day, the 26th, of only 26,000. Like I said, I might try to find one more this week to go ahead and add to that. And since I'm starting on the 23rd, I'm trying to figure out like what days would be good. Like what days would people be buying books? I don't think people are going to be buying books on Christmas Eve, and maybe they will be, but I think on Christmas Day, if they get new Kindles, if they get new, you know, e-readers of some sort, that's the time that you want to hit them up and say, hey, by the way, this book is 99 cents. So,
some people open presents on Christmas Eve, just by the way.
That's true. And you know, people travel, they want something to read while they travel. I mean, I get that. But I really only want to spend money. So on my email promos, I've spent $227, and that was all paid for by book money from the sales of book one over the last couple months, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I've got 720,000 emails going out, during that 4 day span of 25, 26, 27, 28. So I think I'm gonna try to add one more to the 26th and then let it go there, see what happens. I have the Facebook ad that's running. I'll be in the Story Origin and the Book Funnel promos. I've got the newsletter swap. I mean, I've got a lot of things happening that week to hopefully, you know, drive some sales and some ranking and all that good stuff. So
yeah,
that is my news. And that is what I did last week. How was your week looking last week when you apparently did nothing?
Yeah, I did a lot of stuff. I just don't know. I don't know what I did. Anyway, Sunday after the podcast, I finished all the Christmas decorations and the painting. I painted the front door red because it was brown. Everything in my house is brown. And I wanted the front door to be like a deep red. So it still goes with the brown theme. So I did the first coat. It looked awful. Monday morning I taught four classes, and then I texted Dad because the paint that they gave me, it's for outdoor use. It's like a anti-rust, but it's also oil-based, and I've never painted with oil-based paint before. And so I texted Dad and I'm like, hey, this looks terrible. What do I do? And so he said, give it a light sanding and then do the second coat. It looks really, really, really good now, as long as you don't look at it up close. Because I'm not skilled at oil-based paint, and there are some flaws in it, but you know, if you look at it from the road or whatever, it looks great.
Yeah, the picture you sent looked really good.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna go with it.
Okay.
I have no recollection of what else I did on Monday. My plan was to wrap all the presents, but I was clearly occupied with other things because that is still not done. I feel like maybe I should keep a diary or something and just write down what I do every day, because I have no idea. Tuesday, I taught three classes in the morning. I went to the gym, just like Monday. I don't know what I did that filled my time. I know I was busy all day. It was probably Christmas prep and cleaning. I had every intention of writing, but time just gets away from me. Wednesday, I taught four classes. I went back to the gym for personal training. I didn't do any writing. I know that I mopped the floors on Wednesday and I had intended to write. I ended up researching covers for book two, just to get some ideas of what I want it to look like. I have one picked out that I really, really love, but it doesn't look anything like book one. And if this is going to be a series, I kind of feel like they need to go together in some way. So I don't know, do I go with a cover that I know will be great, even though it doesn't match book one, or do I try to make it more like book one cover?
So my book two cover is nothing like book one, because I had two different people do them. And I've thought about redoing book one. That's a great question. It's too bad you couldn't do both.
Yeah. I mean, I love the cover for book one. I don't want to change it. But the cover that I have picked out or ideas for, you know, it just doesn't go with it. But book two is so different from book one. I don't know how I would make them similar.
I think if you just make sure that the font of the title and your name are the same and in the same place as book one, yeah, then I think that's kind of a good way to build the brand.
Yeah,
that's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so that's what I did on Wednesday. Thursday, I taught four classes. I went back to the gym. I had a doctor's appointment in the afternoon. I didn't get any writing done. It was just one thing after another on Thursday. Friday, I taught four classes. I went to yoga at the gym, which I've been wanting to go to their yoga class for a few weeks now, but I finally just got the gumption and went. It was okay. A lot of stretching, and I'll probably go back. I might get some blood work done in the afternoon. I didn't get any writing done. Yesterday, I went to the gym for a push class. I came home and made two batches of chili. We have this huge vat. I mean, it is huge. And when I doubled the recipe to make the two batches of chili, and the vat was only half full.
Wow.
And so I ran to the store and I bought all of the ingredients to make two more batches.
Oh, jeez.
And our vat was filled to the top, and it was, we had chili last night for dinner. I'm going to have it for lunch today, probably for dinner today. It was so good. But I have like six containers in the freezer. So when you guys get here, we have chili because I have so much of it.
Did you feel like Kevin from The Office?
We talked about Kevin from The Office. Yeah. We took a container over to Anna's for dinner last night, and Jeremy kept saying, don't drop the chili. Yeah. But Jeremy, I have a little video of Jeremy with our big spoon, and he's stirring it like it's a witch's brew. And yeah, he's like, fingers of man, eye of bat. I tried to get a video of him talking, but as soon as I turned the video on, he stopped talking because he's a little camera shy. Anyway, that was basically my day yesterday. Went to dinner at Anna's. I sat down at my computer to write chapter 7. I had like 2 hours before we had to go to Anna's. And I wrote a few paragraphs and then I deleted them. And I did that multiple times because it just, I know what I wanted to say and I just couldn't get the words out right. It was either really elementary or it was just kind of bland. Like, who cares about this?
I would say that you should write them again and then get past them and continue writing.
Yeah.
And edit them later. Cause I have some really garbage stuff written, but I don't care because it enabled me to keep going. So
yeah. Today after the podcast, I need to clean the fish tank. I need to get chapter 7 down. I just need to get chapter 7 down. So that's my plan for today, along with eating chili. My running list of future things to do: wrap presents, which I'm going to do that tomorrow. After Keegan gets on the bus, I'm going to come home and I'm just going to wrap until it's all done. Cause I have everything. All of my shopping is done. I have everything. So I just need to wrap it all. And I just write book 2. I mean, that's going to be on my list probably forever.
speaking of wrapping presents for Keegan, do you remember back in like April or May, I sent you a text and I was like, hey, do you think this would be a good gift for Keegan's birthday, which is in July? No, not July. When is his birthday?
April.
Paris is July. And so it wasn't going to be birthday. So I remember sending this back in, I don't know, May or something. And it was a Kickstarter for this thing called Magna Cubes. And you said, yeah, that'd be great. And I said, okay. So I then pledged like, I don't know, $75, $85 for whatever level I got. And, the Magna Cubes thing was supposed to be shipped in July and it wasn't. And I was, it's COVID, you know, we're that time of the year. It's no big deal. As long as I have it for Christmas, it's fine. So then they would send out updates every now and then just to say, hey, here's what's going on. You know, we're missing this, or our shipping is having this problem or whatever. And then October came and I got an email and it said, okay, we're trying to ship. And I wrote back and said, can you just verify that I'm on here, please? And they wrote back and said, what's your backer number and your address? So I gave it to them. They said, yep, you're on here. People in the US should start seeing theirs in October. I might've sent this in early October, and then people in October, I never saw anything in November. So last night I went to the email they sent me last in October. And I said, hey, I just want to see if I'm still on the list for this. I'm like, should I expect this soon? I go, should I expect it at all? Because Kickstarter, you know, you can get ripped off on Kickstarter. You're getting money people and hoping that they do what they say. And this morning I woke up to an email that said, your Magna Cubes have been shipped. So, wow, what a coincidence. So, I'm hoping, I'm going to track it, but I'm hoping that I'll have it before we leave for your house, which is, you know, 9 days. And if I have it, I'll bring it down and make it another Christmas present. But if not, I'll have to just ship it when I get home back to you. So yeah,
I would imagine you would get it within 9 days.
I thought I would have got it in October. So,
well, that's true. I have a fun story about shipping. Well, not really shipping, about paying. It has nothing to do with writing. Not that anything I've said in this podcast has.
Point.
So I've been looking for an upright freezer. We have I don't know what they're called. It's a freezer and you open the lid at the top and then everything just goes inside. But I want an upright where you open the door like you would a regular freezer and it has shelves there because everything gets lost in the bottom of my freezer and it's really annoying. So I found one on the local buy sell trade pages and it's in Thomasville, which is about an hour away. And I contacted them and said, hey, is it still available? They said, yeah, we agreed on a price. And I said, do you deliver? And she said, no, I don't have a truck. And so I contacted my neighbor who has a truck and he's like, yeah, we can go Monday afternoon. This was on Wednesday, I think, maybe Thursday. And so I sent her another message that I can be there, you know, Monday at 5 o'clock or whatever, with cash in hand. And she said, well, if somebody else wants to buy it before then, I'm going to sell it. And I'm like, okay, so you know, I'm coming on Monday with cash, but you're not going to hold it for me. And she said, no, I need to get rid of it. So I was a little annoyed by that. But anyway, I said, okay, well, what's the address? I'll still plan to be there on Monday if you still have it, you know? And she said, I'll message you the address this weekend. And she, oh, and then she said, can you just cash at me the money?
No.
And I said, no, I'm not going to give you $300 until I get there and see the freezer. And she said, I'm an honest person. I promise I have the freezer. And I said, well, she said, you saw pictures of it. I said, listen, if the tables were turned, you're not going to just give me money. You know, this is hundreds of dollars. And so I think she was a little annoyed by that. And that's when she said, well, I'll give you the address this weekend. So she did send me a message yesterday and she said, we still have the freezer. I will get back to you tomorrow with the address. So we'll see if she sends me the address, but she wanted me to cash app her.
Yeah. That's money. Shady.
Yeah. That's what I thought too.
Yeah. Wonder if she actually has the freezer.
She's supposedly selling it for a friend.
Okay.
Which makes it even more shady.
Anytime anybody ever says for a friend, you know, on anything. Well, not
necessarily. I mean, I've bought things before that people have sold for a friend, but it just seems a little, I don't know.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. Updates next week if I have the upright freezer or not.
Yeah. All right. My running list future things to do, same as always, get the paper back up on the website to sell. You guys know the story behind that. Keep an eye on Kara's YouTube channel. I'll link it in the notes. In terms of addicted to, not really anything at all other than just trying to stay awake at like 7:30 p.m. because I get up at 5 a.m. I really can't believe how hard it is to get up at 5 p.m. when I did it for like 9.5 years. What's going to happen in January or February whenever I go back to work where I have to do it every day? It's going to be weird. I'll probably end up changing my hours to 9 to 5:30 instead of 7 to 4:30 or whatever that works out to be. Yeah. So that's my addicted to.
All right. My addicted to is nothing because I
didn't have time.
I don't even know what I did.
Yeah.
You would think that if I was addicted to something, that means that I did it over and over again, and then I would remember what it was, but I don't remember anything. This week, it's my intention to write every day. I'm going to challenge myself to write 3 chapters, 7, no carbs, 8, no and carbs. 9. I don't really eat a lot of carbs anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No chili? You have a vat.
Yeah, that I don't know. Okay, yeah. I'm definitely writing 3 chapters this week. Yeah.
Okay.
Tomorrow I teach 4 classes and I'm going to wrap all the presents. No writing on that day.
Oh,
Tuesday, right now I have 3 classes on the schedule, but I'm pretty sure that 4th slot will fill today or tomorrow. It seems like my slots are filling pretty quickly. I'm going to go to the gym. Oh, wait, no, that's Tuesday. Yeah, that's Tuesday. I'm going to go to the gym for another push class. Wednesday, I teach 4 classes. And then mom asked that I don't go to the gym a week before you guys get here. So I'm going to have to do workouts at home, which I'm not super thrilled about because I just can't get motivated to work out at home. There's nobody else in the gym. And I have no reason to keep going. I get bored. I don't have anybody to compete with. So Jeremy said he would go in there and yell at me, but he's not very good at that.
Do you want to Zoom and you can compete with me? You'll win, but we can compete.
Well, it's no fun then.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like in yesterday's class, there were 2 guys and I don't compete with the men because men just burn more calories. It's just the way it is. It's stupid and I hate it. but there were,
I don't,
there were 8 other girls in the class, ladies, women, whatever, females. And it was me and this girl, Jacqueline. We had the highest calorie counts, but she stayed ahead of me by like 6 calories throughout the whole class. And then she ended up beating me by 12.
Is there a board that you can see everybody's calories on?
So we wear the heart rate monitors that go around our rib cage. And then there's these 2 big TV screens. So you can see them on either side of the room. And it has everybody's name. Or the name that they put in, like one guy put in too sexy or something.
Oh, God.
Really lame. But anyway, and I don't know which one Jacqueline is in the class. I don't know any of them. I just know the names because they're on the board. But Jacqueline and I, we were kicking butt throughout the whole class. Like we beat everybody by at least 100 calories, but she ended up beating me by 12 and I was really bummed. So when I work out at home, I'm just in there by myself competing with nobody.
All right, a couple things. Number one, that is tough. Number two, unless that guy is the lead singer of Right Said Fred, he should never put new Too Sexy as his name. That's just embarrassing.
I know which one he was. And you could tell, like, he totally thought that of himself too. Yeah. Fun guy. Like, he sang along and it was good. But in my gym, I know that I won't push myself as hard because I don't have somebody there watching me going, hey, don't stop now. And I don't have other people there who are working harder than me, because I can't have other people working harder than me. That's not okay.
I never have a problem with that in the gym.
What's that?
I never have a problem with that in the gym.
Well, you're not competitive like I am. That's I got all the competitive genes.
Yeah. I don't really care if I win or lose. It's just about everything I do.
Yeah. I like to win.
Yeah.
let's see here. So that's Wednesday. Thursday, I teach 4 classes. I'll work out at home. Friday, I teach 4 classes. I'll work out at home and do laundry. I've been doing laundry on Friday and I really like that. Not that I like doing laundry, but I like not having to do it on Saturday or Sunday. Saturday. Okay. So mom has a grocery list for when you guys come down here. So we're going to Zoom and I'm going to share my screen and we're going to do an Instacart order. Because I think there's a lot of things that she needs in particular that are, you know, gluten-free. And I just want to make sure, because the last time she came, we used this, chicken broth and it wasn't gluten-free and we didn't realize it. And she was sick for like a week. So I want to make sure that she is there when I'm making the list so that I don't get anything that's going to make her sick. And then I'll catch up on whatever I'm behind from in the week, which is probably going to be 3 chapters. Sunday podcast, food prep, Zoom with friends. And that's my week.
Yeah, mine is pretty similar to this week, this past week. This is my last work week of the year. The 18th is Friday is my last day of the year. I'm off for 2 weeks. I haven't done that in a while. So I'm pretty excited to actually have a couple of weeks off. I am going to bring my work laptops down with me in case something goes wrong and I got to fix it. It's, you know, it's no big deal. So I'm getting up at 5 a.m. every day. I really do enjoy it. You know, I actually, you know, I'll get up at 5. I'll check the internet, you know, sports, whatever I'm doing, check my book sales and then shower and start writing at about 5:30, 5:45. And I just go until about 6:55 when I can stop. And like I said, most of the words are crap. If I look at like what I wrote yesterday, I literally wrote at the very top of it in parentheses in bold, this chapter needs emotion all over the place. She is brave, but also nervous and skeptical of everyone she talks to. Well, I didn't. So this chapter is 367 words. By the time I'm done with it, when I go back to edit it, it'll probably be like 1,000 words, but I just needed to get it so that I could move on to the next chapter. And so I have 27 chapters with words written in them. So they're not done. First draft is done on 27 of them, but that's one thing that's worrying me. I'm just getting to the point where they start overlapping with Origins, which is the novella. That's a year before book one. And her story starts there and goes all the way until 2022. So 2016 to 2022, that overlaps with those 3 books. And I feel like I'm gonna end up with like 150,000 words here. And I probably won't, but I feel like I'm going to the way that I'm writing and I don't want to. So this could be a longer one than I expected, which I'm good with, because if it turns out to be a pretty good book and it'll fit well as a Kindle Unlimited thing, it'll fit well in the box that I'm going to do eventually. So I want to have it done by January 30th, the first draft done by January 30th. But if it's going to be that many words, it may not happen. I'm not sure yet. But the 5 a.m. thing is really replaced that lunch where I would get 1,200 words done. I'm now doing that in the mornings. And there's nothing else to do. There's nothing on TV. The dog is asleep. Like I said, there's no distractions. You know, I can check Facebook as soon as I get up, but I know for the next 2 hours, nothing's really happening on Facebook because everybody's asleep. So
I'm awake. I teach from 5 to 7.
Yeah. You're not posting either. So it works out well. I'm really happy with it. So I'll write from 5:30 to 7 each day. I'll work until 11:30. And then at lunch, if I want to continue writing, I think last week, 3 of the 5 days I did, 2 of the 5, I didn't. It just depends on how I feel, what's going on. I know I have a meeting on Wednesday from, I think Wednesday or Thursday from 11 to 12. So that's going to cut into that writing time at lunch, but it doesn't matter because I have that morning scheduled and it's going well. So let's see. I don't think I have anything going on in the evenings this week. It's just the Browns play tomorrow night, Monday night. That's going to be, it's another hard one. I'm worried, but I'm always worried with them. I'm worried if they're playing.
I really hope they win tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow's a big one because it puts them, you know, gets them solidly into the playoffs, and you know, they beat a team that beat the crap out of them in week one. So, but I'm really concerned.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, I don't know yet. I didn't write yesterday when it was Saturday. So, and I know I should have. I should have gotten 1,000 words in easily. I'm not golfing, so it's not like I'm gone in the morning. I just didn't do anything yesterday. So the question is, will I next Saturday? I have no idea. But if I get 6,000-7,000 words in throughout the week, it's okay. It's not the end of the world if I don't write on Saturday. Sunday, the Browns, I believe, are on at 8 p.m. Sunday night, 8:30 Sunday night next week. So I'll have another day of no Browns games. So I'll have, whenever they're not playing and I'm not deep into fantasy football, you know, I put the red zone on and I can pay attention to other stuff. I can go outside if I want to. So if it's halfway decent out and my golf simulator is finished, I might go out and hit the ball for an hour. You know, it's just, you know, the weekend, who knows? I know I should get words done, but you know, we'll see what happens. So that is my week. That's the podcast. Do you have anything else?
No, I don't.
All right. I will say that if you do follow me on Snapchat, I am going to make something tonight. So be ready for a cooking show. Ooh, it is something I haven't made before. It's something I haven't made before. If you don't follow me, in the show notes is my ID. I think it's like Jugdish 1925. Probably search my name and find me. I have no idea. But other than that, if you want to contact me, some other way, jerry@jerryevanoff.com is my email, website jerryevanoff.com, on Facebook, Jerry Evanoff author, and on Twitter, search out Jerry Evanoff. I think my handle is jerry e25. Yeah, that's how you find me.
All right, my website is lindseyevanoff.com. You can contact me at lindsay@lindseyevanoff.com. I'm on Facebook, Lindsay Evanoff author, Instagram, Lindsay Evanoff author, and Twitter, Evanoff Lindsay. If you like our podcast, give us a review on the podcast page, and until next week.
Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the New Author Podcast. Check back next week for another episode. And for more information, find Jerry at www.jerryevanoff.com and Lindsay at www.lindsayevanoff.com.